so we can see her. Can you camera guys get to her? We need those preachers to sit down in front of her. They're trying to put her on the camera. What we've got for them tonight, real quick, we've got a dozen long stem roses from Mrs. Robertson. We got a big box of chocolate candy for them. Dr. Robertson likes chocolate candy, too. Amen? All right, Doc? And also tonight, we've got a month's worth of meals at their favorite place, and one of all of ours is Wally's Restaurant. Mrs. Robertson's went through knee surgery and is not able to, well, she can cook, but we want to just bless them. So we've got them a month's worth of meals at Wally's, and we just thank the Lord for them. And you know, let me introduce you. Every pastor needs a pastor, and I'm thankful I got a double fold thing. I get to be Dr. Robertson's pastor. I think that'll help me when I get to heaven. Don't you want to walk in and say, God, I'm Dr. Robertson's pastor? May not, but he's my pastor in his leadership and example. He pastored our church for 40 years and 6 months since November 1942. 1946, God burdened him to train preachers. And he has organized Tennessee Temple University, spread into Tennessee Temple schools with our seminary, the School of the Bible, the academies. 1946, after their little daughter Joy died, God burned his heart to start Camp Joy. Over 127,000 boys and girls have come to Camp Joy free. Over 30,000 of them have been saved. That's that blessed camp. God burned his heart. Start the radio ministry, started with Gospel Dynamite. It's the longest live running broadcast of its type in the world today. It grew to now WDYN, our 100,000-watt stereo FM station, broadcasting tonight live into 5 states and streaming the web worldwide. And it all came out of that dream of preaching the gospel through radio. Sunday school bus ministry, the evangelist that goes to thousands upon thousands around the world. Our chapel churches scattered all over Tennessee. Worldwide Faith Missions today supports over 550 missionaries around the world. Helped organize BIMI, the Mission Board BIMI. The first Southwide Baptist Fellowship was here 48 years ago. Since 1983, he's traveled all over America preaching the gospel. Over 70 years preaching the gospel, still preaching. We'll celebrate his 94th birthday in November. Great man of God. I love him. Thank the Lord for him. The patriarch, those of us that are independent Baptists, and let's give him a warm welcome as he comes to preach here tonight.
God bless you. Thank you, and God bless you. What a joy to be here, and thank you, Dr. Bowler, for the kind words. I appreciate them deeply. When you sit on a platform like this tonight, you cannot help it. I go back to my first day at Highland Park Baptist Church many years ago in the one old building on the corner. About 75 people there, and most of them very, very unhappy. It had a very unfortunate time, and they just didn't feel good at all. And I wasn't too sure I felt good either when I got there. But I stayed with them for 40 years and 6 months, and I thank God for it. My joy to build this building and many other buildings here, Tennessee Temple University, all of it. And I praise God for every bit. I want to thank you for every kindness extended to me, for your graciousness, for your prayers, especially thank you for your prayers in my behalf. I'm 92, soon be 93, and preaching almost every day somewhere in this nation where I'm driving with my car, in my car with my wife, and we meet to have the meetings and enjoy all of it. Thank the Lord. And let my wife stand, if you will, please, honey. You're somewhere in the building. I know I couldn't find her, but she's here. And is she standing? All right, there she is. Thank you. Thank you. And we're sitting here tonight. Thank you, Dr. Bowler, for your kind words. I appreciate them deeply. And I pray that God will keep on blessing you in this great ministry of the Highland Park Baptist Church. I pray for the Southwide. I was in the beginning of it, in the opening of it, many years ago. And I have a part of that. In the first meeting in 1955, I spoke in 1955, 1956, and on through the years, at the Southwide, I preached 51 times in all in the meetings of Southwide alone. And I thank the Lord for this evening and for this opportunity. This may be the last time, so I'm going to enjoy it. And you can do what you want to, and I'm going to have a good time. And I might as well just finish up in ease and then relax and have a good time. I'm not worried. I'm just happy to be here, and thank God for all of you. Open your Bibles now, please. Amos chapter 6 and verse 1. Amos chapter 6 and verse 1. He said, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. That's underscore that in your Bible, Amos 6, 1. Now turn to Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place where they had shaken they were assembled together. The place was shaken where they prayed in Acts 4:31. I want to speak tonight on a few words of Lord, stir me. We need that. I need the stirring. You need the stirring. That's where you have a conference like this to stir hearts, to get people awakened. They can see their responsibility and see the opportunity given to them by the Lord, and that's the purpose of it all. And we're too complacent. We're too much at ease in our churches, in our Sunday school. We're too much at ease. We need to be stirred and moved and stirred by the Spirit of God and the power of God and the need of man and reaching out to others. We're too tolerant of sin, and we just pass it by as if it's nothing and excuse the thing and go on our way. And we're too blind to our spiritual needs. Even as fundamentalists, we're not getting hold of the thing of our need for God's help in our lives and for God's guidance in our lives. We're too immature in our spiritual decisions. We make mistakes, and we suffer because of them, as the Corinthian church did. They were babes in Christ. Now in this day, people are more stirred by games than they are by the gospel. And football, basketball, baseball, all of it. And people are more stirred today by politics than by prayers. They're concerned about politics, about who's in office and who's going to run the government. And people are more stirred by hostages than by heaven. And people are more stirred by sin than by the Savior. And people are more stirred by prestige than by the power of the Holy God, Holy Spirit. Now, in Acts 4:31, there was a stirring among God's people. And they prayed, and God met with them, and they were stirred. They were at ease in Zion, but they began to pray, and the place was shaken, where they were assembled together, and things began to happen. In Acts 4:31, they prayed, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they spoke the word of God with boldness, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and we need to see what they said. When they were assembled together, the importance of God's people meeting together. I believe in going to church. I emphasize that from about 40 years and 6 months in Highland Park. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. My big motto, three to thrive. Be in the house of God every time the doors open. And I'll say that to all of you and to all of your pastors and churches. Emphasize the matter of church attendance and reaching people. Great revivals come when people meet together, when they pray together. Important that we come and pray and wait upon God. Now, I will give you three simple prayers, threefold prayer, for all of us to pray at this very time. Number one, Lord, stir us to be what you want us to be. That's number one. Lord, stir us to be what you want us to be. Now, we all need to step up higher. We have our spiritual needs. We must see ourselves, our selfishness, and our blindness must be taken away. And we've got to face ourselves and say, Lord, help me. Lord, stir us to be what you want us to be, what God wants. Not the denomination or some church or some pastor wants you to be, but what God wants you to be in your life. Lord, stir. Now, we must face our sins and must hate them. When we're tolerant toward sin and our own sins especially, we need revival. We must hate the sin and despise sin. We must face our need of surrender to the will of God and say, oh God, I want your will to be done in my life. I surrender myself to you. Lord, stir us to be what you want us to be. Lord, stir us to be what you want us to be in this conference. Pray every day, every speaker up before you. Say, Lord, stir me. I want to be what you want me to be in my life. Personally, individually, what you want me. Then we must desire the fullness of the Holy Spirit. This Bible said, be filled with the Spirit. If you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit. But does He fill you? Does He fill you? He wants to fill you. God wants Him to fill your life. But you must surrender yourself to Him and say, Lord, I want the fullness. The fullness comes of emptiness, empty of self and empty of sin. And we must die to self, die to self. The fullness comes by willingness, a willingness to do God's will. Father, thy will be done. Now, there be the world, the flesh, and the devil to fight. He'll be all around you. They'll fight it. and you'll have a time, and the evil trinity will oppose the revival of your heart, but you turn. Now, when is a revival needed? When do you need a revival in your heart? Number one, when the heart is cold and critical, you need a revival. When the heart is cold and critical. Now, some people are given to criticizing, aren't they? They criticize their pastor. They criticize the Sunday school teacher. They criticize the deacons. They criticize their families. They're given to it. And the heart is cold and critical, and we must watch it. Again, revival is needed when indifference marks the light. Indifference, a carelessness, an unconcern, which is abroad in our land today. And that's when you need revival. Again, revival is needed when the Bible loses its precious and appeal. Here is the Word of God. My friend, there's nothing like it in the world. This is God's holy, inspired, infallible Word. And we must not lose that joy of reading the Word of God and believing the Word of God and obeying the Word of God and saying, oh God, I want your will to be done. Then, when is revival needed? When prayers frail and forgotten. When prayers are frail and forgotten. And often our prayers are so unavailing. Often we pray and get so little from our prayers. We recite words without praying and asking God for His help and guidance and power. Again, when is revival needed? When the soul winning is defeated and is forsaken and we turn away from God. Now, Lord, tell me what I need to be. And that's point number one. Lord, stir us to be what you want us to be. Lord, stir me, my own heart, to be what you want me to be in my life. And forget about the other man right now and think about yourself. What does God want of you? What do you think God wants you to be? How do you think God wants you to act? How do you think God wants you to speak? How do you think God wants you to worship? And you seek every moment to say, Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, stir me to be what you want me to be, number one. Number two, Lord, stir me to pray. Lord, stir us to pray. Revivals do not come without prayer. Your heart cannot be made right with God without prayer. Remember, it's a sin not to pray. Here's the Word of God. God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. And we fail to pray sometime, and that is a sin. Prayerlessness is sin. Prayer is hard work. Prayer is enduring. Prayer means a dying to self, getting yourself out of the way. And the Word said, I die daily, reckoning yourself to be dead and pray. We need to pray. We need to pray for others. We need to pray for ourselves, each one of us. Preacher, people, all of us, we must see ourselves as we are and pray that God will make us to be what He wants us to be. We must confess all of our sins and say, oh Lord, forgive me. Whatever it may be, sin of laziness, sin of cheating, the sin of lying, the sin of unfaithfulness, whatever it may be, confess it unto God and say, Lord, forgive me. Confess your sins of missing worship, the house of God, Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night and every night that you can, and be in the house of God. Confess your sin of worldliness, the things of the world that crowd in upon you, by radio, by television, by papers, by magazine, by books, by thoughts, by everything. You hate these things and turn from confess the sin of worldliness, then confess the sin of selfishness. Every Christian ought to be a tither. Every Christian. And that ought to be the minimum of your giving. Then go beyond that and give all you want to be. But you ought to start with a tithe and go from there. Then every Christian should confess the matter of missing his devotions and devotional life, prayer and Bible reading. Beware of excusing your sins. Beware of saying, well, I'm not any worse than someone else. No, you look, let God examine your heart. You say, oh God, deal with my heart. I want to be right. Now, confession. Now, that's my first thought that I want to drive home to your heart. And the second thought of, Lord, teach us and stir us to pray and be what God wants us to be day by day in our lives. Then we need to pray for others. Pray for other Christians, that they might be strengthened and helped and encouraged. Pray for the sorrowing. Pray for the stumbling. Pray for the tempted. Pray for the disgruntled. Pray for others. Pray for missionaries. Spend time in prayer for missionaries. Call on a name and pray for them. Then pray for the lost. Oh, how we fail. Have a list of those for whom you're praying, your sons, your daughters, your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, anybody it may be, and neighbors and friends who are lost without Christ, and pray that God will deal with every one of our hearts. Pray for kinspeople who are lost. Pray for neighbors who are unsaved. Pray for children who are lost. U.S. News had a big article on TV, and a professor in New York City said, watching TV damages children's ability to think about themselves, about their need, and they turn away from all things worthy, condemning this matter. TV glorifying sin and sin damning souls. Then we need to pray for spiritual power. Spiritual power. Even material things like buildings and auditorium, we pray that God will have His way and show His power in all of that. Pray for revival and for revival meetings. A true revival gives answers to spiritual problems. A true revival brings men back to the place of prayer. A true revival brings men back to the house of God and pray. Now, I said, number one, Lord, teach us to be what You want us to be. Secondly, Lord, teach us to pray and to believe God and go before God with all of our needs. I have a third thought. Lord, stir us to share with others the message of Christ. Lord, stir us to share with others the message of Christ. 95% of Christians do not try to win souls. In this church where we had a great soul winning ministry for about 40 years, it's still going on today. Many never try, but some do, thank God. But all of us are to be soul winners and to share the gospel. The Christian has the message of eternal life, the message of a cross, the message of salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Now we must know this. Lord, stir us. Stir us to share and give to others the message of Christ. Keep on giving it to a lost and dying world. In the city of Chattanooga, full of churches, but there are thousands that know not the gospel. There are thousands unsaved. There are thousands walking in darkness every day. And Lord, stir us to reach these people. We must know the eternity of the soul. Everlasting life or everlasting punishment. Stir us to see that. We must see the lostness of men. He that believeth not is condemned already. Lost and condemned, separated from God and heaven, and lost. We will see the suffering of hell. Turn to your Bible, Luke 16. Read that great story of the rich man and Lazarus. The agony of hell. The homeless. A deep concern for sinners that they be saved and come down. A deep concern in your family that they'll all know Christ and will not go into the place called hell. Then we must know our part in God's plan. God has a plan for all of us. We're to witness to eternal souls. And the most important work in this world is witnessing. Telling people about Christ, the loving Savior. And to be a soul winner is God's greatest work. Satan fights that work. Satan will fight you and try to keep you from it. He'll use your timidity. He'll use your ignorance of the Word of God. He'll use your working schedule. He'll use everything to turn you away from doing the thing God wants you to do. The world's greatest people are soul winners. The world's greatest people are those who are endeavoring to win others to Christ. Witnessing for souls to be saved. For he that winneth souls is wise, saith the Word. John Vassar, a Baptist layman of years ago, went to the front in the Civil War. And they said he went to serve his country, but he went to witness to the soldiers. Uncle John Vassar, from the 16, 18-hour daily, he witnessed every day. John Vassar, remember that name? He ate little, he did little, he slept little. But week after week, day after day, he was a young man busy talking to people. He taught the 75 to 100 men every day in the army and witnessed to them about Christ, and thousands accepted Christ. Now that's the word of all of us. And we say, oh God, help me to be what You want. Lord, help us to share the gospel and to do what God said and use our lives. Now all of us should be soul winners. A fervent soul winner is not a freak. He's an obedient Christian. He's an obedient child of God when he does what God said in seeking after the lost. A great revival. Lord, stir us. We need to be stirred, need to be moved out of our places, out of our routine, out of the rut of life. And say, oh God, I want You to use my life. I put myself in Your hands and for Your glory and for You to use me. Now, I want a revival. Number one, serve to be what You want us to be. Number one, make that in your heart. Oh, God, in this conference here, stir my heart that I'll be what You want me to be. Secondly, oh, Lord, stir us to pray. pray and pray much. You can't pray too much. And pray and believe God, and God answered prayer. I can stand here for the hours and tell you how God answered prayer in my 40 years in this place. I can tell you about buildings built in Tennessee Temple, Sergeant School, Camp Joy, and all the rest of it. Answering prayer has the many notable illustrations of God answer. Serve what God wants you to be. Serve the Lord. Serve to share with others the great message of Christ. To share with others the message of the blessed Savior. And that's what God wants of you and wants of me. Lord, stir us. Lord, stir us. Woe to them that ease in Zion. Lord, stir us. And when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were sent together. Lord, stir us and move us and use us and make us to be what you want us to be. Not to be ordinary, not to be names on the church book, but to be soldiers of the cross. Soul winners for the glory of God. Concerned Christians, witnessing Christians, obedient Christians, looking for the coming of our Lord, ready for His coming, but day by day giving your best to the blessed Savior. Lord, stir us. That's all I want you to see. Lord, stir us. Lord, stir my heart. Take away my indifference. Take away my carelessness. Take away my casual appearance about things and how they should be done. Take away the routine and let me get down to the Word of God and do what God said. Lord, stir us. Lord, stir us. Young people, old people, preachers, teachers, deacons, all of them, Lord, stir us that we might be what God wants to be. And when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. When they prayed and waited on God and obeyed the blessed Lord, let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll speak to our hearts. May there be a determination given on our part tonight to live for Thee and to serve Thee. Lord, stir us. Lord, move us. Lord, change us. Lord, deal with our hearts. Lord, make us willing to obey every command of the Scriptures. Lord, keep us in the center of Your will. Lord, stir us. Bless now this audience. Bless all the pastors here. Bless the churches represented here. Bless this church and this pastor, and guide and direct every heart and life. In your own heart tonight, I want you to pray, oh God, give me a revival. Give me a Holy Ghost revival in my heart. I want to move out. I want to do the will of God. I want to serve God. I want to live for Him. I want to witness for Him. And pray that from your heart, and God will hear that prayer. That's a Bible prayer. Pray it from your heart. Oh, God, help me to be what you want me to be. Lord, stir us. Lord, move us. Lord, send us on to do thy will. For Jesus' sake, amen and amen.